It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Al and Jerry, two manly men that could definitely change a flat tire.
Oh, what is going on? Oh, nice to have you with us on this Tuesday. It's me and the old guy over here to my left.
Oh, hey, Jerry. Jerry, may I give you something else from the weekend? Because I really feel like I missed out on being here yesterday.
Yes, is this where baseball said they're going to start using softballs instead of baseballs in games?
No, but this does involve Mr. Aaron Judge and his slide on Sunday.
In the Brewers game.
So, yeah, so Aaron Judge is, first of all, wuss, running with one of those oven mitts on.
Yes.
I mean, Aaron Judge is the type of guy who would put on one of those caps on his NFL football helmet. So he's already running with one of those on. Then when he goes into a slide, he breaks up the double play by putting his hand up.
Mm-hmm. Which is legal.
Okay. For a man who's got a hurt toe, don't you think he might hurt his hand? Putting his hand up for a guy to whip a baseball into at point blank range?
But part of that is to not get your hands caught on the ground. Like when you slide, maybe not that high, usually you do put your hands up. Like, I don't think there's anything unusual about that slide.
He claims that if you were to look back at his slides, every time he slides, he puts his hand up.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think he was attempting to break up the double play?
No, I think he was sliding. I think that's the way he slides. He was sliding into second base.
Because if he was attempting to break up the double play that way, it just seems, for a man who's injury prone, a dangerous thing to do for someone a professional to whip a baseball 1 foot from your hand.
Yeah. No, I don't think that was the idea of, and I think he was just sliding into the base.
He was just sliding.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys, when dudes slide, they don't want to, where's the potential injury if you don't put your hand up?
Dragging your hand on the ground to get caught. I mean, there's a whole bunch of different things could happen. But I do think that what he did and maybe the hand was higher than it needed to be, I don't know. I'm with you. If I'm the shortstop coming across, whip it right into my hand.
I would try to hit his hand next time.
Yeah.
Like, take this dude right out of the
season.
Oven
mitts have become incredibly popular.
Yeah.
I think they're silly, especially if you don't slide head first.
Right.
I don't know what the point of them is. I understand if you're sliding head first, you get a little extra length to the base. You can protect from injury, I suppose. But if you're sliding feet first, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, it seems like it would make sense if you had a crucial play at the plate and you needed to do that slide where you slide on the outside and try to
gives you a little extra length to reach the plate or the bag you're going to.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
When did that come into the league? Or like, if you want to wear an
oven
mitt?
It's pretty new. I would say
new,
within
right?
the last 3-4 years. Maybe someone will tell me, 10 years ago, but I don't remember that. Prior to the last, 3-4 years, I will tell you, with the travel baseball, that's become a very popular thing in the last couple of years.
Like, if I go into Dick's Sporting Good, can I find one of those on the shelf?
Oh, absolutely. I'm telling you, every kid in travel baseball has one.
Really?
It's goofy to me. I said to my wife, I'm like, these kids they don't even know what the hell they're buying it for.
Because the MLB players have
That's exactly right. And there's the influence right there.
Aaron Judge is wearing an oven mitt. I will wear an oven mitt.
That is, yes. Didn't you ever do that as a kid? Mookie Wilson ever wear something you wanted?
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Absolutely. Oh, the wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
Wristbands, Jerry.
What about the batting gloves? You ever get
batting gloves, yeah.
Right.
Batting gloves. I wore batting gloves, Jerry. I went a year without a hit.
No, I'm aware. Well documented.
A full season, zero hits.
At that point, your dad should have been like, hey, Albert, leave the gloves in the bag. Let's be honest.
where's my glove? I can't possibly get up a bat without my glove on.
I never had batting gloves. Hated them. And yet I can't swing a golf club without one. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Was not a batting glove guy.
Back then, I was only wearing the batting glove. I'm righty, so I was told to wear it on your left.
Mm-hmm.
Now they wear both.
Yes.
Batting gloves.
Mm-hmm. Some guys do. Some guys still wear one. And there are a handful of guys that don't use batting gloves.
I wonder if I was in a little league now emulating baseball players.
You'd have the oven mitt. You'd have the shoe guard. You would have the elbow guard. You would have the cage across your face, the jaw guard. You would look like a robo player.
Right. If I was fortunate in Little League to draw a walk, all the things I'd have to...
Call timeout to be like a 30-second pause in the game.
I'd probably ask my parents for gold chains to wear. All the baseball players are wearing gold chains. Where's my gold chain?
Yeah. You get one custom made. This is Al.
Yeah. No, I would have a custom made chain that said no hit. People would think it was like I threw a no hitter.
Yeah, no, it's because I get no hits.
No, right, I'd be known as no hit.
How old were you again when you did that?
When I had no hits?
Yeah.
I was probably 12.
12? You're supposed to be getting better at 12. Did you have hits when you were 11? Like, it was just the 1 year, right?
I didn't have a lot of hits. I recall there was a season where I had zero hits. I will tell you that at 13, I definitely got hits.
Okay.
Like, 13 was my peak.
That was your breakout year?
Yeah, I was really good in the field, and I was able to get some hits.
Okay. Because, like, I watch you on the softball field. You obviously can play a little bit, and I would think that would have carried over from the time you were a kid.
No, I was intimidated by...
Everybody?
Other children. No, there were... You know, Jerry, there's a certain point. I was a very late puberty person.
Mm-hmm. Right, 25?
So, when you are 12 and there's a puberty kid pitching, and he has no control but is able to smoke that ball in, you've got to be confident to get in that box.
And as I have now twice with my older son and my younger son, that is like I would say 11 is when you start to see the kids that hit puberty younger or have that growth spurt. And all of a sudden at 11, you show up with your nice little town travel team. Every kid's the same size. Very average. And then you get to that one game where that one team has four kids that look like they're 17. It's like the kid's 6 foot tall. It is very intimidating. I agree with you.
We need to delay the game. A couple of our guys got to shave.
Well, and that's not at 11, but I'll tell you what, 13, 14? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you start to actually question. I never did it, but there have been a couple of instances where I was close to asking for birth certificates, because you technically, as a travel coach, you're supposed to carry the birth certificate or copies with you. I never did, but there were a couple times I'm like, that kid can't be 14.
The kid who pulled up in his own Trans Am. Can we get an ID check on him?
Yeah, that didn't happen until 16, when kids could be driving, and they would drive their parents to games.
Very crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
The Minnesota Twins, Jerry, have a home run sausage that they give to players who hit a home run.
I'm sorry.
I love sausage.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, home runs, what the hell
home
does that
sausage,
even
mean? Home run
sausage,
Jerry?
What does it mean?
Well,
show me a sausage.
So what happens is, Jerry, someone hits a home run, and as they're running back to the dugout, someone throws them the home run sausage.
Sausage.
It's a sausage in a package. Here's my raw sausage. Eat it.
So this is like real sausage.
It's a real summer sausage.
I love sausage.
It was gifted to a player, and he doesn't...
Someone said, here's my sausage.
Sausage.
No, he...
What?
He does a local endorsement of a place...
Oh, I see.
...that sells sausage.
Whacking them with their sausage?
So he gave him a sausage that's in a case. It's in a plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Rocco Baldelli, the manager, is a little concerned, he said, because the sausage is being thrown about. It's not refrigerated. And he thinks at some point the packaging is going to break, and it's going to be quite disgusting.
It's going to smell.
Big sausage.
Yeah. So they got a big sausage over there.
So they're not going to cook the sausage.
Yeah.
They're just going to pass it around.
Yeah. Rocco Baldelli, the manager, described it as a, quote, substantial packaged sausage.
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. Sausage, yep, as a euphemism for a penis.
Correct.
So they've got a rally sausage, but they're doing well.
Well, so I think they've been, they got to a terrible start. I think they've played well recently. But yeah, well, good for them. Keep the sausage going.
Yeah, thanks to the sausage.
Thanks to the sausage. Thank you.
I like that thing the Mariners use that looks like the Mariner pitchfork.
Like, I don't know, what's that?
If you get, remember the old, like, the old Mariners logo was, yeah, like a guy with a pitchfork,
it's
or something?
Neptune's Trident.
Neptune's Trident. And you hit a home run for the Mariners, when you get in the dugout, they give you that and you go.
Now, is that recent or did Robbie Cano actually get that back in the day?
No, this is a more recent one.
Oh, okay. All right. That's one team. You talk about not even knowing they exist. That's one team that, unless they're here against the Yankees, I don't see a highlight. I don't check in on them.
Like, right.
They're like the Angels. And the Angels of Mike Trout, for God's sakes, don't care about them either. Them and like the Mariners, they're just kind of like out there.
Yep. Even in this day and age where we have access to everything, we still not see a Mariners highlights.
No, I really don't. Again, not unless they're playing the Mets or the Yankees. So,
would you rather have the Neptune's Trident or the summer sausage?
The Neptune's Trident.
You would.
That seems cooler.
It is kind of cool.
I like when teams are going well and they got those fun things happening in and around the team. It's kind of cool.
It's,
you
know, fun.
Especially if you end up winning or making the postseason, that becomes kind of like your rallying cry. It's neat.
Plus, you could sell them at the ballpark. Like, the Twins should be selling sausage, sausage.
I would certainly think if they haven't, they should start soon.
I'm going to run up and get a beer and a rally sausage.
There's no chance you would do that in a game. You'd be so worried about being in the bathroom. I know you too well at this point.
Yeah, that's true. That rally sausage would send me right to the public toilet.
All right, we'll step aside for just a minute. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll have Boomer and Geo on this Tuesday show. Right now on Odyssey Sportsman and Amy Lawrence. Adios, LA Lakers.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
We've got about a minute or so left. Boomer and Geo standing by. What else, Al?
What's weird about the Yankees, Jerry? They scored like 30 runs in two games, right?
And they got shut down last night.
And they get shut out. And then I actually went back to their schedule and counted up the shutouts.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them.
Yeah, they've had some.
It's a lot.
Yeah, they've had some big fat zeros. And even last night, like, talking about the Mets, can you tack on a little bit? The Yankees, a third or fourth inning, whatever it was, got a guy on third base and one out and Aaron Judge up. Like, just put the ball in play. They're giving you the run. And he whiffs on a ball that's low and away.
You know what the Yankees need, Jerry? Rally sausage. Maybe. Get a rally, you know, summer sausage.
I liked, you remember the, that's a silly question. Back in the day when the Angels won the World Series, they had the rally monkey.
Yeah, I do remember rally monkeys.
That was actually, Mike Socha was the manager. That was a lot of fun.
Because they started selling the rally monkeys. And you can get one at the ballpark.
Maybe the Yankees need a road rally monkey.
Yankees, like a Bronx Zoo monkey?
Maybe, yeah. That'd be cool. But then they stripes on them.
They say we rip it off from the Angels. We need something else.
All right, fine. Pick like something else then. A rally tiger.
What about a rally rat? We got a lot of rats.
Speaking of that, I actually did not park in a spot today because there was a rat the size of a cat. No joke. I pulled in the spot, and all I could think of is your car when the rat ate whatever belt in
my
under
timing
your hood.
Belt.
I left. I went into a metered spot.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah. A rat was eating my timing belt while I started my car up, and I beheaded
him. You choked him to death.
Yeah, I beheaded him.
It's disgusting.
Of course, it also destroyed my car.
Well, yeah, and that's why I didn't park the car where I was. So, I like the rally rat.
I was thinking this morning, I actually have not seen a rat in New York City in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not looking.
Of course, looking. I parked
WFAN-FM, HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.